protecting my power, ensuring that I've got time for myself, ensuring that I have mechanisms that I can lean into, like exercise, taking walks, like playing my favorite music, like journaling and meditating. Those have been really, really important to me. Hey, I'm Alicia Harris, and I am your host of The Alicia Show. Each week, we'll be having conversations about how to enhance your well-being. We'll be sharing strategies and stories and insights to build your business while still navigating life, because sometimes we try to separate the two, and let's face it, if you are not well, you have no business. I am a holistic business growth strategist and a wellness coach who spent over 15 years in corporate before deciding to choose me first to build my brand, Alicia Lifestyle. I'm here to teach you how to redefine what success means to you, ditch the stress and confusion, and learn how to run your business from a place of ease and excitement. Let's get into this week's episode. Hello and welcome back to The Alicia Show. I am your host, Alicia. And first of all, I want to say thank you for being here. Thank you for continuing to show your support. I am really grateful. The podcast is now 2.5 years old and I love it. I love having these open and honest conversations with you. I love hearing from you. So continue to share these episodes with people who you think will enjoy the subjects and the topics that I'm talking about, but also continue to reach out to me via my DMs and via email. I love, love hearing your feedback. And so today, I just wanted to basically have a conversation and ask you, really, how are you? How are you really? It's rough out here right now, and I know a lot of us are really feeling the pain of just things that are happening worldwide. And then we are also feeling the pinch of what is happening within our own lives. And for me, I didn't even know that empathic distress was a thing. I had to Google it. And I'm going to share with you what I found out. When I looked up the meaning, this is what the definition said. It said, empathic distress, also known as empathy fatigue or compassion fatigue, refers to an emotional and psychological strain experienced by an individual who constantly engages in empathic responses in the suffering of others. And when I read that, I was like, that is me. I am an empath. You've heard me say that before, but when something is happening, it takes me a long time to really come out of that feeling of distress. I take on people's feelings and emotions a lot. So I have to be really, really careful about what I digest. And that's one of the reasons why I don't watch the news. I don't read the newspapers that often anymore. And I try not to consume too many bad news stories. And some may think that's me not caring about what's going on, but I do. I just choose how I get the information and how I digest it, which is sometimes hard when you are on social media because you cannot stop yourself from seeing what other people are posting, right? However, it's really, really important to me to protect my energy as much as I can, because like I mentioned a few episodes ago, I feel like I'm here to serve and heal people and help people and to help people with their desires and their goals and their nutrition and their movement and so forth. And so I have to be energetically okay to be able to do that. And that's one of the reasons why I stopped doing so much massages, because I would hold on to people's energy and I would forget to protect my own. And so it would completely drain me. I remember going back to, didn't know I was going to talk about this, but here we go. I remember I did a yoga retreat the week after my mum passed away. And the reason why I did it is because when my mum was in hospital, she made me promise that I would not cancel this trip. I had already cancelled one trip to be with her. And she was like, no matter what happens, you are to do this. And I remember going, and obviously I was already grieving. And then I ended up doing 5 massages back to back. And we'll have a conversation about as to why in another episode. But again, that was somebody taking advantage of me and me not having the boundaries to say, no, I'm not doing this. And so I did it, and I felt absolutely terrible for the rest of the duration that I was there, because I took on so many other people's energies, but I also had my own to work through. And so that was a huge, huge lesson that I needed to learn from holding my own boundaries and being an advocate of the power that I hold. And so the reason why I'm sharing this is because I want you to remind yourself that you have the power to say, no, thank you. No, thank you very much, with regards to the images that you see, the things that you are asked to do, how you show up in this particular world. You have the autonomy to be able to say, I want to take charge of who I am and who I am going to be in this world. We are not here forever. You've heard me say that so many times. And so why should we be led by somebody else? We don't have to be puppets, okay? We have our own minds. We have our own thought processes, and we have our own feelings. And so I'm here to say we have to work on becoming more confident in saying no and taking back our time and our own energy. And I know it can be difficult sometimes, especially if you are doing all of the things. We all know how it is to be in that grind, in that juggle, in that place where we are the ones that people are looking upon to get things done. We know we've been there. And a lot of the time, us as women, we take it on and we just continue to pile and pile and pile and pile on until we can't take on no more. And I'm here to say, before burnout shows up, take that step back and actually assess what is going on in your life now and see where you can make those small tweaks. That's all I'm asking you to do, is make small tweaks in your life and really consider how you are showing up for yourself. This is an important time to do this. I kid you not, because we are going into a time where if you continue on this journey of continuing to let people take up all of the space in your environment and tell you what to do and put their own judgments onto you, then you're going to end up being resentful. And before you know it, time has gone and you haven't really leaned into any of the desires that you really want to achieve in this lifetime. And so this is the whole reason why I'm here to say, take care of you. I have been spending so much time over the last couple of weeks really getting to know new clients and doing strategy planning sessions with them and really getting to know what their desires are. And it's been really lovely from that perspective of being able to mirror back to them and ask them really hard questions, like, is this what you really, really want? And then taking the time to actually consider the question and say, actually, no, I want more. And this is what I want. Then working on their plan from that place. But I'm here to give permission. That's what I love doing. A lot of the times we think that we need that external accountability for people to give permission to us. But we have to remember that deep down, we know what we want. We just need sometimes help verbalizing it and somebody who is willing to take that time out and do that. So in that situation, I'm here all day, every day to do that for you. So again, if you know that there's something, a deep desire that you have within the pit of your stomach that you want to bring forward into this world, then get in contact. Get in contact. Do not keep on continuing to push your desires and goals down, because it's going to make you resentful in this life. Instead, I want you to grab a piece of paper and a pen and dream. Sit down right now and make a decision. Write down what it is that you want to complete by the end of this year, or the end of this quarter, or the end of this week, or the end of this day. But write it down. Write it down. See it on paper and then commit to it. A lot of the time, we're not making commitments to ourselves, making commitments out there to everybody else, but we are not making commitments to ourselves. And I think it is really time that we percolate on these things. I love using that word. That we percolate and think about, what is it that I truly want to achieve today, this week, next month, a quarter from, a year from now? Just start to dream about it. So let's get into some of the causes and the triggers that may trigger you from a empathic distress standpoint. Firstly, the news, social media, the newspaper, all of those things can really bring all of your triggers to the forefront. If you are a carer or a caregiver or a parent to somebody else and you just feel like you're always in it, that can really, really, really trigger you. Especially if you're having those moments where you're going through defiant moments. Let's keep it real. I've got a soon-to-be five-year-old and she is still continuing to find herself. And so she pushes boundaries all the time. I have a brother who's on the autism spectrum who I'm his carer. I have been so for quite some time. My mum passed away when he was 21. And so that's been one of my main roles over the last years. And we don't get any help between my husband and I and a very close friend who stepped in from the get-go when my mum passed away. He has been around and he continues to be around. But other than that, there is no external help. There is no family members that is giving me any respite. I'm keeping it real. I am keeping it 100% real. Sorry if any family feel like I'm calling them out, but it's the truth. It is the truth. I don't get any help. And it's not like I haven't got a big family. And it's really funny that I get questioned a lot about how is Jordan getting on? And then when I sometimes talk about it, you can hear the silence or people want to change the subject. And I'm like, well, why are you asking? Why are you asking if you're not really, really interested? And so that's why some people may think that I am harsh, but it's a coping mechanism for me just to be like, okay, then I keep my family members at a distance because I need to protect my energy and I need to have some boundaries around what they feel and what their judgments are and what their non-existence-ness is. And so I try and create that bubble around me, but I'm not going to say it doesn't hurt. It hurts that I haven't seen certain members since my mum's funeral. It hurts that, you know, members conveniently forget that we exist. All of that hurts. However, I'm not going to let it take away from what I want to achieve. And so traumatic exposures can also bring on empathic distress. So like I just mentioned, that's trauma in itself. And that makes me feel sad, but it also triggers me back to my mum. Like recently, I've had cancer show up in my life again, not from me per se, but I've got people around me who have been diagnosed, and that triggers me. That makes me go through a stressful moment because it triggers me back to where I was when my mum was diagnosed or when my cousin was diagnosed when I was 11. And because cancer has shown up so much within my family and we've lost people to it, that exposure triggers me as well. And so I want you to remember that a lot of things that may be showing up for you may be the reason why you were feeling a certain way, or maybe why you were feeling drained and you have no energy and you feel tired and you feel emotional and you feel like you're not getting anything done. A lot of the time it's out of our control, but I'm here to say to you, you can control some things, you know, so make sure that you're finding time within your day to have a coffee or a tea or a green juice or insert your favorite beverage on your own. Do you know how many times I've looked at my teacup and I'm like, I've only drank half because I've distracted myself. Now, how about setting some time down and just saying, you know what, I'm going to enjoy this cup of tea for 5 minutes. I've been really implementing that over the last couple of weeks where I'm like, okay, I am carving out this 5-10 minutes and I'm not going to distract myself by scrolling on Instagram or trying to look at emails. I'm just going to drink my hot water or my tea and I'm going to be with my thoughts. Scary, right? Yeah, it can be scary sometimes, but it's good for us. It's good for us to assess how we're feeling. It's good for us to really consider the thoughts that are coming up. And it's also good for us to hydrate. So I would definitely highly, highly recommend that. And then also, if you're in certain professions, like that's difficult as well. So if you're in healthcare professions, you know, you're doctors, you're nurses, you're therapists, all of those things, you're seeing, you're living and working some of these hard, traumatic situations. And so again, give yourself that time to really take the time to spend with yourselves. So teachers in my industry as coaches and people who are helping others to implement, and Pilates teachers and well-being teachers and all, I'm talking to us all. We have to take the time to really consider how we're feeling and how we are showing up for ourselves. I tell you, I will continue to say this day in, day out. And yes, sometimes we slip. Like today, I've had 2 coffees. I don't usually drink coffees, but I've been intentionally out there meeting people and really working on intentional relationships that I've been building up online. I am now meeting people out of the online sphere and meeting them. But it also means that sometimes I drink coffee, but it also has been so good for my soul to meet people and to hug people and to make eye connection with people and to talk to people and be tactile. And yeah, all of that lights me up. And so we have to make sure that we are doing the things that bring us joy, because sometimes sitting there and watching the news and scrolling and seeing all of the bad news stories, that can really make us go into a dark place, especially if you're going through your own stuff. So taking the time to watch comedy or joke with your loved ones, or taking that time to really interact with people, I highly, highly recommend it. Lighting a candle for yourself, or like me, if you're like me, I love my essential oils. I love to diffuse sage in your area, opening the windows, putting music on, dancing to your favorite track, using your exercise equipment, like my Pilates reformer, my chair and my Peloton. Like, do you know how many of you have been hitting me up, asking me questions about my Peloton? I needed that. I needed that from a perspective of just not having to think. Like when I'm on my reformer sometimes, or when I'm in my chair, or when I'm doing Pilates, my brain is constantly thinking. When I'm on the Peloton, I don't have to think. Somebody is instructing me, somebody's telling me what to do, and I can just move. And for that, for my mental health and for my physical well-being, that's been really, truly helpful for me. especially as, like I said, I've been going through a lot of change. Like I said, living with somebody on the autism spectrum, things change and they change frequently. Everybody on the spectrum is unique. Not one person is the same. And so really getting attuned to knowing that and being more open to that and recognizing that we cannot control their thoughts and feelings, like nobody can control yours, has been really, really empowering for us as a family, of just recognizing that my brother is going to forever change and we have to just continue to roll with it. I mean, some of the times, I'm not going to lie, I do think that he has ODD. For those of you who don't know what that means, it's oppositional defiant disorder, because sometimes I could say the sky's blue and Jordan will say it's green, or I can ask him to do something and he will specifically decide to do the complete opposite to get a reaction. And that is hard. And so, like I said, protecting my power, ensuring that I've got time for myself, ensuring that I have mechanisms that I can lean into, like exercise, taking walks, like playing my favorite music, like journaling and meditating. Those have been really, really important to me, really important to me. And sometimes they slide, but we have to continue to remember that we are the most important person in our lives. Yeah. And it's not selfish at all. It's not selfish to say, hold on a minute, I'm sorry, but I need 5 minutes. I need to check out for 5 minutes. It's not selfish to be in the bathroom for longer than 5 minutes. It's not selfish to block time out in a diary and pretend that you have a 15-minute meeting just to sit. It's not selfish. Again, you think about something that you can do just to protect some time on a day-to-day basis where you can just be with yourself, hang out with yourself. Because again, that's going to create peace in your mind. It really, really is. I really hope that you've found this conversation and this reminder helpful. I just always want you to consider your well-being, because it's important to me and it's important to the people around you. Without you being well, a lot of things will break down, seriously. And so I continue to remember that on a day-to-day basis, that I have to be okay, firstly for myself, but then also for my family and for my clients, for my friends. Take the time to invest in you. Remember, like I always say, you are the biggest investment, and without you, you have no business. You really do not have any business. And so take that time to sit down and work out what you can do to ensure that you're okay. And if you need more ideas or if you need accountability, then get in touch. I'm here. I'm here for you. Okay. Until next week, I truly, truly hope that you have a great week and you've taken something from this episode that resonates with you. And let me know, tell me if there's any other topics that you want me to talk about. I really am keen to serve you in any way that I can. All right, until next week, take care for now. Sending you lots of love. I really hope you enjoyed this episode of The Alicia Show. If you loved this episode as much as I did, head over and rate and subscribe so you never miss an episode. New episodes drop every week on a Wednesday. I can't wait to hang out with you again soon. And lastly, remember to invest in yourself first, because you are important and amazing. Take care until next time. Bye-bye.